Osiris.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Hey, folks, and welcome back to the Best Show Ever podcast, the podcast about the best concerts that people have ever seen in their lives. I'm your host, Cam Hurt, and this is another cool episode. This is a guy who I wanted on season one, to be honest, but we didn't really have too much of a relationship other than him, not to spoil it, giving me pieces of baklava after fish shows. That man is none other than our guest today, Roy Donk, the CEO and proprietor of Good Baklava, Baklava Labs. There's been a phenomenon that's kind of happened over the fish community over the last couple of years here. We have had, there's always people selling awesome stuff on lot. You can get a grilled cheese with bacon in every motherfucking bite. You can get Jerry rolls. You can get, I mean, there's so much good food. There's so much good merch. That's what these shows, half of it, is all about, like being able to go to see these vendors who are selling things to get around to every show, to make themselves a little bit of money in between each stop, just to make sure that they can get tickets and food and lodging and all that kind of stuff. And Roy, on this episode, talks about that hustle. And he has got one of the most famous hustles in the history of, at least in the history of 3.0 Fish, is the baklava hustle, where he sells baklava outside of fish shows. If you haven't seen him at a show, if you haven't seen one of his baklava henchmen at a show, I mean, I don't know what you've been missing. But Roy talks about getting around to fish shows. He talks about the scene and you know, working your way through it. He talks about good times, talks about bad times, but he's an awesome interview. And a budding buddy. We are becoming friends, and that's stoked for me, because then I might even get a free slice of baklava here and there, which is awesome. He's a great dude. This is a great interview. I've also got an interview out right now with his good friend Sarah Elaz, who is a musician. She works in the music industry as well, and they hang out and go to the fish shows together. So listen to both these episodes and just imagine the fun that these two are having at fish shows together, while Sarah's dancing and Roy's flipping desserts. But a couple shout outs I wanted to give on this episode are just a couple of other people who are making cool stuff within the community. One of those people is definitely someone who you'll see on fish lots and other lots. And if you don't follow him on Instagram already, you should. New Springfield Boogie. Fantastic account. Does a lot of parody stuff between our world and the Grateful Dead and fish world, and then Simpsons. And so if you're a fan of those things, which a lot of us are, he crosses it over so well and so artfully. He's got great apparel. He's got great merch, got great art, and just funny stuff coming out of that account all the time too. If you're just looking for more funny shit, New Springfield Boogie, check him out. His stuff is awesome. And then also kind of in that crossover world, just changed over his account name, but now it's Worlds Collide. And Worlds Collide makes a bunch of cool designs and merch and apparel that a lot of it is Dead related. A lot of it is Talking Heads related. They've included the Pink Panther in on their art and, you know, their crossover stuff. But they've made a bunch of great T-shirts over the last year. They've sent me some of those and I wear them all the fucking time. Check out Worlds Collide and Worlds with a Z. Is how you're going to find them. But what you're finding right now is a great conversation with Roy Donk, the good baklava guy. Sit back, relax, enjoy this episode, this conversation that I had with Roy. But first, here's a little bit of music from Loom with the song What I Mean.
Hey, music fans. We wanted to let you know about Music on the Mountain, a show that will feature Anders Osborne, Dogs in a Pile, and Saints and Liars. This show will be directly after the Divided Sky Foundation's fun run at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th at the base of Akemo Mountain in Ludlow, Vermont. The show is presented by The Phoenix, a national nonprofit organization offering support to those in recovery and anyone impacted by substance use to celebrate recovery. If you're running in the Divided Sky Foundation's fun run, you'll be automatically registered for the show. It's a family-friendly event, and all proceeds from ticket sales and other donations benefit the Divided Sky Foundation. Visit Music on the Mountain, that's musiconthemtn.com, for more info and to get tickets. That's musiconthemtn.com. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.
I interviewed Sarah this morning.
Oh, awesome.
Your boy, your dog.
Oh, you see him in the
She's
back?
Great.
Sarah's the best.
Oh, I see your dog. I was calling Sarah your dog, but I oh, also Sarah's see your real life dog right there.
Hi, Sarah is my real life dog. She's the best.
She said, enjoy Roy.
Nice.
I was like, man, that'd be the
we live near each other now, so it's like, they're like my not my only Brooklyn friends, but my like, realist Brooklyn friends.
I see you've been hanging with them and cooking stuff.
Yeah,
and chilling, man.
Yeah, I love to cook, and like so does Lonnie. So it's a big bonder we got. And we were also in Japan together, for like only like a week and a half, or maybe under a week and a half. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, you guys aren't just like grilling burgers. You're like you're putting together some
like
really
a,
nice
he's
dishes.
Like a real cook. I used to be a real cook, but it took me like I've been out of like the industry, I'd call it, outside of baklava for like 6 years. Yeah, last real restaurant gig I had was like 6 years ago, but like 4 years ago I was working like a kebab shop. I'm like, this is freaking awesome, you know. But I used to work in real restaurants. It was just like, it's been a while, you know. So I have a kitchen now. I've been traveling on and off for the past 4 years. So having a kitchen right over here has been, it's a lot of work to build it out. And how, like, I know how it should be. It's just a matter of time till it's there.
Your setup, all that setup stuff.
Getting
there. Dude, yeah, working in restaurants is tough. It's tough
it's
life.
It's really tough, man. It's really tough life.
My folks still own a restaurant back in Wisconsin, and that's what I did. Like all the way through high school and college and working there and stuff. And the whole thing was like, you're not owning a restaurant. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like the whole thing is like, you will not.
That's like,
you can get
at
in,
first, that's
you
like the dream.
Food.
That's like the dream. And then you're like, whoa, this is not the dream. But like, then it's like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah. And all of our family friends were like, you know, we've got this great recipe and we were thinking about opening up a restaurant, you know.
Oh, here, here, I'm going to give you like, I'm going to give you $1 million advice that you only have to pay me like $500 for, like, and it's going to save you millions of dollars and make you millions of dollars. Don't open a restaurant. Now pay me, you know.
Keep eating at restaurants.
Yeah.
Keep eating at restaurants. Don't open one. You're good. You're good.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Is that,
but I got notes for you for the shows.
I was going to say, we're going to talk about shows. This is the best show ever podcast, but I got to talk. I got to ask about the baklava. I got to know, how did that get started? How did you start doing that?
Are we going to go? Oh, we're live right now.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh, nice. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. You're live.
No, we are. No doubt. So baklava started. Let me get some leftovers from New Year's. This shit lasts forever. Baklava started.
I wish mine got in the mail.
Oh, it didn't show up yet? Bummer. We'll have some for you.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you, sir. Baklava got started Shoreline Night 2. And in my best show ever notes, Shoreline Night 1 is in here with references to baklava. Basically, we found this kid, Eli, on Facebook. He's like, he posts on Facebook, we're on our way to the airport or like on our way to this rental car. And this kid posts on some Facebook group, I'm 20 years old. Fish is the greatest thing that ever happened in the entire world. I need a ride to the gorge. And we're like, pick him up, dude. Like, pick him up, you know?
Yeah.
So we get there and this kid has like one bag and we're just like, yeah, like we'll give you a ride. Like, where are you camping? He's like, I don't know. I have this tent, you know? Like, all right, you're in with us, dude. He's a super cool kid. And then Gorge Crush. Gorge was awesome. It was my first gorge. He did the whole run with like my big extended crew. It was like probably 30 of us all camped next to each other. It was a couple RVs. Awesome run. And then we're like, yeah, like Shoreline's up next. How are you getting to Shoreline? And he's just like, he's going to hitchhike, you know, like sticks out his thumb. And we're like, dude, we got you. Like, you're in. You got to ride, you know? So like 2 days or yeah. So like, fast forward past the first show of Shoreline, day two, we're in this like Middle Eastern grocery store that serves like Mexican food. Also, they have like some weird California shit. And like, right. I start like giving it to Eli, like, bro, like you're broke. You need a freaking hustle. Like, what are you going to sell, man? You're on tour. Like everyone sells something. Like don't sell drugs. Maybe sell beer, sell water, sell Gatorade, sell grilled cheese. Like, what are you going to sell, dude? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what to sell. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and I just start like giving more suggestions. And we're in this Middle Eastern grocery store. And they have a wall of baklava. And it's big. I remember the sign. It's like big yellow, like kind of like the hot dog, like red sign, yellow, Middle Eastern cool font, baklava. And like just walls of it, just containers. I'm like, bro, freaking sell baklava. And it's like, I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't think that'll sell, man. Like, I don't know. And I'm just like, and all of a sudden, like numbers are like going on in my head because I like selling shit, you know? Like numbers are going on in my head. And I'm like, that's going to work, man. It's funny. It's different. I think this will work because I had already tried. I was going to like bring bagels from like the East Coast to the West Coast or the Gorge. And then I'm like, bagels go stale after like a day and then they're done. I don't want to be sitting on like a bag full of stale bagels that I brought from the
East Coast,
you know? And like also like the margins kind of suck. I'm like, dude, I think baklava is the one because I love baklava already. And I'm just like, dude, like this is gonna, it stays good forever. You know, it's like, it's baklava, man. Like it's funny. And so I go to the guy, I'm like, all right, I got this burrito. I'm getting this Gatorade. Let's work out some biz on baklava. Like, hey, and the guy's like cracking up. There's like a bunch of hippies in and out. And he's like, we're just one of the bunch. I'm like, all right, like let's work out a deal. I forgot what I paid, but like I got, I think 100 pieces of baklava to start. And I only brought half of it because I'm like, I don't want to, I'm like on foot. And I'm like, Eli, I'm going to freaking show you, dude. I'm going to show you this is going to sell. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. And then, so I bring like half of it. I get dropped off and I'm like, I don't want to be stuck with all of it if it doesn't sell. And then I'll save the other half for Dick's. And I'll throw it in someone's car. And I'm like, we'll bring it to Dick's. And then, so I bring the half of it, immediately sell all.
Yeah.
Get a poster. I'm like, first four. I approach like 10 people, and five of them buy. Like, and the exact script goes over and over again. They're just like, wait, you're selling baklava? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, is there drugs in it? I'm like, not even. I'm like,
nope.
Hilarious. I'm like, I know. I'm like, how much is it? I'm like, one for three, two for five. I'm like, fuck it, I'll buy some. Like, you take Venmo? I'm like, totally, dude. You know, like,
yeah, dude. Dogs,
you know, and we sold out the first half. Call the crew. I'm like, bring more, bring more. And they show up, sold all of it before the show. I'm like, there's a picture of it. I don't have it handy. Maybe I could find it. Just like counting the money, cracking up, like baklava sells on lot. Let's see, Shoreline.
That's so, the picture is so funny.
Mountain View. Here it is, dude. Just cracking up, counting bills, you know, online with the print, you know. I got the print in the process, you know. It's like perfect setup. Like, everyone's waiting here. There's no food, you know. Like, sell to everyone on the line and buy the print, you know. And yeah, then I'm like, shit, dude, I got to go. And then, like, Shoreline crush. Or, like, I got some notes on that. Best show ever.
Yeah.
But what's it called? We go to Dick's the next day. And I'm like, dude, I need some fucking baklava. Like, I'm Googling, like, Denver wholesale baklava. Like, first couple results, like, yeah, bullshit, like, distributor. And then there's, like, a phone number. It's just, like, this guy's number is, like, Dino. And then, Dino. And then, like, a random number. And I just, like, 11 o'clock at night on, I guess, Thursday. I'm like, bro, like, God, Dino, do you have baklava? Texting him, like, immediately, like, millisecond, always. I'm like, sick, I got the guy. Like, work out a deal. I bought, I want to say, like, 300, and then I kind of had some, like, second doubts. I'm like, maybe it's just California stuff, like, I don't know about, you know. So I'm like, all right, I'll get like 280 pieces and, like, reserve the right to buy more. And he's like, dude, you have to buy everything you need right now because it's holiday weekend and I'm out. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll get the 280. And I ended up also, like, walking past the Popeyes and just being like, dude, I feel like I could also sell spicy chicken sandwiches right now and have, like, a deal. So, like, that's what it also started as, is, like, spicy chicken sandwiches and baklava. So I have this, like, big ass plastic bag, like, with a carabiner on, like, freaking belt. Like, it's just, like, loaded up, like, a baklava on the hand. I could easily, like, grab the sandwiches and shit. And Those also sold. And then where I was staying was at my friend's house, and he had, like, some Greek diner set up, Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, Yaya Cafe, right by his house. And I go to this guy, I'm like, bro, like, here's the deal. I'm new to this baklava industry, but, like, I might need a shit ton of baklava from you if this all sells. He's like, dude, here's my number. Just, like, tell me ASAP. I'm like, I'll tell you as soon as I know. Like, text this guy, like, Saturday night at, like, 4 in the morning, like, bro, I need more baklava immediately. And he's just like, dude, I got you. Like, come in at this time. I'm like, sweet. And I go in, and, like, this is Dick's, and, like, he cuts them, like, way too big. I'm like, bro, I can't, like, it's like, dude, I got orders. Like, you can, like, cut that in the back. I'm like, bro, yeah. I'm like, cutting this. Maybe that's the first restaurant, the last restaurant I really worked in was this restaurant. And, like,
he put you in the kitchen just, like, and made cutting, you cut
yeah,
the stuff.
In the back, this Denver kitchen just slicing up baklava and shit. And it all sold, man. And, like, a new identity was born, you know? The hot dog came on fall tour 2021. I tried doing sandwiches again at Chula Vista, which was really a bad move. I'm like, I'm going to work really hard in Chula Vista. But, like, I used to live in San Diego for like 4 years. So it's like a catch up show. And I'm like,
yeah,
damn, like, I have all this shit I got to sell. I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? Like, just like, oh, good to see you. Here's a piece, you know? It's like, yeah. At the end, I'm like, dude, I don't really make any money. I have all this stuff. I'm like, I'm just, like, exhausted from mental interaction, like personal interaction. Yeah. But fall tour is where it started on summer tour 21. Fall tour is where it, I don't know, found blossomed. Its footing. Yeah. Found its footing, blossomed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, the interaction part of it, you are incredible at. Like, I've witnessed it more than one time where you're just surrounded by people. And, dude, you've given out a lot of – I've watched you give out a lot of free baklava to people.
I've gone through, I want to say, like, 220,000 pieces of baklava since starting. But, like, I haven't sold 220,000 pieces of baklava. Right. I wouldn't say even half of that, you know? And it's fun to give away. Dollar. I try to give away to here's a good story. We're at Fall Tour, and it was at the LA show, and, like, I walked past the whole green crew, and they're just, like, after the show, I'm like, yo, baklava, man, when are you gonna join the crew, man? When are you gonna join green crew? And I'm like, I don't know, man, I gotta fucking work. I'm sorry, dude. And then at Santa Barbara, there's like the hardest ticket, one of the hardest, not the hardest ticket of my life, but like one of them. Like, this was a tough ticket.
Yeah. I didn't get to go to that one.
What's that?
I didn't get to go to that one.
Oh, you didn't get in?
Yeah, no.
Dude, freaking Green Crew came through. Check this out. Like, they're doing their ticket pass out. And I'm like, I'm walking past and I'm like, can I join Green Crew? And like, dude, you had your, and like the homie, Casey, the homie is just like, dude, you had your freaking chance last night, man. LA. I'm like, dude, I blew it. I'm like, I fucking blew it, man. And like,
the bus came by, dude.
I should give out all the tickets. And then like, he gives this nice pep talk. He's like, look out for your fellow man. Like, if you could stub in, like sneak pass and shit. I'm like, this guy, like, this dude's all right, man. Like, I don't deserve this Green Crew ticket. I like picking up trash on the floor. Like, I don't know. I go dumpster diving sometimes. I love trash, dude. And like, what's it called? I all day looking for a ticket. I'm wearing the hot dog suit, not really selling much. And like, I go, it's showtime. And like, I go try to like bribe my way in. There's like two old people and then this like young kid taking tickets. I'm like, all right, let's try the young kid. Like, go with two, they're still doing PTBM. So like $100 bill, baklavas in the car, wearing the hot dog suit. Have the PTBM, the $100 bill, and he's like trying to scan. I'm like, bro, like take the money, you know. He's like, bro, like, sir, your ticket's not scanning. I'm like, dude, like take the money, like
the hundred.
I'm like, you know, and he's like, oh no, I can't do that. I'm like, loser, you know, like.
Well, but you can though. Yeah, you can. Though.
You know, I don't know. Respect the job. Like, all right, fine, you're good. I'm like, all right, we'll try the old people. We'll try to like, I tried to pay my way and I'll sneak in, you know. So like, I walk around. Intentionally wore the hot dog suit, so I'm like two different people now. It's like, took off the hot dog suit, walk back, see the lane to like, you know, sneak my way in. Like, I saw it. I'm like walking up, I see it. I'm like, all right, I got this, you know. And like, as I'm about to like make the move into the next dimension, Casey from Green Crew is like, baklava man. He's standing on this like ledge, so he's like elevated, like 2 foot ledge, just like up, and he just like. Pass it like Jesus, freaking outstretching ticket. I'm like, bro, I am in Green Crew for life, bro. Like,
it's for life now.
And like, it was awesome. It was super cool to get in that night. Did Green Crew after, and now as a thank you to Green Crew, because it's hard to like, you're working and you want to clean up the like, it's one or the other. Like, sometimes they got to work. So I just like, anyone doing Green Crew gets free baklava. It's like the rule now. That's a long version of the story. Just say like, yeah, I like to give Green Crew a baklava for their hard work, but there's a reason behind it. Outside, they're doing a good job and the Lord's work.
There is, and that's a good reason to do it. I feel like you have given at least me free baklava before we knew each other, just for like quoting something to you or like just being chill for a second, for a second.
It's a weird dynamic. If people like, And I don't only sell baklava at Fish. Like, I'll go to Central Park. I'll go to like other festivals. I like selling baklava to like random New Yorkers and people. Like, yeah. I've had this girl just like, she has like a big Starbucks coffee, and like, she's like, how much is it? I'm like, how much is it? Like, kind of like with like a bad attitude with him, just like $5 or 5 for $20, you know? She's like, I'm not gonna pay $5 for a piece of baklava. I'm like, yo, you pay like 10 for a coffee, you know? And she's like, well, what? Right. I'm like, she's like, just give me one for free. I'm like, hell no. Like, no, like, no, like, your attitude gets kind of like, if you're cool and you're like, dude, I only got $1. It looks really good though. It's like, all right, dude, it's now $1, you know? Like, oh, fuck, I don't have any money. You. If I've made the money for the day, it's like, it's all yours, you know? It's all about the what attitude, you know? Price is market value based on like many variables.
That is true. The market value is based on many variables. I since moving out to LA now, sometimes I will be going to shows with people who haven't ever seen Fish. Like, I didn't have to do that back in Chicago. Like, I had my whole crew there. And so after Hollywood Bowl, I was like, just during the day, we're like, all right, yeah, we're going to see the show. We're absolutely getting baklava after. And people just kind of let that like go. Like, these people who had never been to a show, and they're like, I don't know what Cam's talking about. And then like,
speaking Chinese, man.
We'll get baklava. Is that a Fish reference? Is that a song? I have no idea. And then like afterwards, you're standing outside and they're like, dude, you mentioned baklava earlier in the day. And there, you're not serious that there's a guy out here selling delicious. This isn't just fucking baklava. This is like,
no, it's good, like, man. It took a while to connect. It's like, that's why I call it good baklava. Like, this dude, like, This is like 40 layers. I mean, it lasts a while. This is like New Year's baklava. So it's a little like getting there. But like, this is imported from Turkey. The guy like ships it unbaked to New Jersey. I went to the warehouse in Turkey last year. It was freaking sick. They're like really, really, really happy to meet a white Jewish kid from Passaic, New Jersey. Just like, wait, so you what? Like, I pull up wearing the hot dog suit. It's like none of them, only one speaks like half English, but they like, oi, you know, like, yeah, right. So they ship, sick operation they got going. They supply me, they do all my shipping as well. Good partnership we have, but it's definitely good baklava. I haven't been eating much because I'm on a like my New Year's diet. It's like really, really, it started like end of the year, so it's like still going strong. But it's fine. It's hard to look at, you know.
Dude, it's one of the it's one of the best parts of our scene is the baklava thing. It's the coolest. Yeah. You're right.
Bro.
Yeah, dude, stick with it. And it does fit like this, like, you know, just like how fish sometimes feels like, who is this for? This is just for me. Like baklava, it's like, no one would have thought, like, yeah, dude.
I got lucky with it, man. I definitely got lucky with it, man. Yeah.
It's just
fun. I love eating baklava, like selling baklava. I named this is officially my side hustle for now, unless it like, I don't know, has a second takeoff. But my real company, like my real work, I'm a marketer, and I named my company Baklava Labs. So it's just nice. Layered marketing strategy, like all the different layers are a different area of your biz, you know. So I'm trying to think, I'm going through a rebrand right now, but into Baklava Labs. But it's something to live, you know. Like I got the tattoo and shit, you know.
You got
it. I'm here for it. Gotta live it.
Layers, just like mm-hmm. baklava.
Life is layers,
dude. Well, thank you for humoring me and talking about the baklava. We are going to talk about your shows now. I had to discuss the baklava with you. Do you remember the first concert you ever saw in your life? First show you ever went to in your life ever?
No, it wasn't Fish. For me, first concert is pretty cringe rocked. I didn't really have much musical guidance growing up as a kid. So I fell into like America, you know, like middle America music, you know? So my first concert was 3 Days Grace. I think I was 14. I went with my homie who had gotten his license, and he's like a neighbor that I grew up with. I'm still friends with him to this day. He kind of stayed in that. I'll never end up saying this. So like, he kind of stayed in the cringe rock. I mean, he grew up a little bit. He's like a metal guitarist. It's like, yeah, you want to come to my show? I'm like, dude, like if it's really convenient, you know, I'll go to your like heavy metal show. But we're both in a 3 Days Grace. And that was my first show, and it was fucking sick, bro. Like I would go again just because like it was the first one, and like I had such a good time. We like crowd surfed, like the music was awesome at the time. Like I'd never seen anything like it. It was just like, holy shit, this is live music. There's like other fans. I was like a young kid, so I'm like, dude, it's like 4,000 or 5,000 people just like all fucking vibing out to this, you know? And yeah. I don't listen to these guys anymore, but and I used to be like, yeah, I wouldn't like, I'd be a little embarrassed about like the cringe rock, you know, it's like cringe rock, you know? Yeah, and like, now I'm like, dude, no, that was an awesome time, man. You know? And it kind of set life changing. You know, anything you remember is somewhat life changing in my opinion.
Totally, dude. And that had its place, dude. What was this, like 08, 09?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Something like this that. Like
08, 09. Yeah. I'm like, I'm 28 now. What year is it? Yeah. It's 08, 09. Maybe a little earlier.
I was going to Chevelle shows back then too, dude. Like, you know,
nothing to be whatever.
It's not. Yeah. It is the most white guy thing you can do.
Oh, 100%.
Maybe outside of fish, but that's like, yeah. It's you like know, but like
different, it's a color wave. No, but my client, I was just visiting in Virginia. He brought me to, speaking of cringe rock, he brought me to Breaking Benjamin, dude. And that was not as good as freaking 3 Days Grace, dude. There's no flow, like the same crowd, nope, but there was like no flow, too much, like I don't know, like when Fish does a bunch of banter, it's like, hell yeah, they're talking, you know, like
yeah,
these guys are just talking too much. It's like two and a half minute song, 4 minutes of banter, rinse and repeat. And I was like a little thrown off by it. It's grateful to go and grateful for the experience, like bond with a client over music and stuff, because it's like not related to they're I'm just like helping run their marketing program. So I'm grateful for the ticket, grateful to have gone, but I wouldn't I'd sooner see 3 days grace or fish again before I go to Breaking Benjamin, like seek out Breaking Benjamin. I have some problems with those guys, you know?
Would you say that's your worst show, the Breaking Benjamin show?
I was texting my friend. I think so. I don't think my client's going to watch this. So I hope, if he does, I got to say.
He's a big fan. He's a big fan.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. He said he wasn't, which is like, I don't think he's going to watch this. If he does, Rob, I love you, man. And I'm grateful for the ticket. It's not you. It's them, you know?
Yeah, dude.
I had a good time too, you know? But
the company was good.
I'd say so. That or like, I wrote Toronto night. I thought it was worst fish show, which I don't need to like bog down on the negative. I could go into the positive, but like worst fish show, Toronto 19, worst show I've ever been to, Breaking Benjamin 2024, 4 days ago, you know?
I remember being really wanting to go to that Toronto show just because like Fish is playing in Canada and it would be sick. And then I was like, okay. Yeah.
No, Fish show is bad, but we just it was a lot of work to get there. Like we went to Bonnaroo, and then after was the Blossom show. 2019 was my first tour, like real tour as well. I didn't complete the whole thing, but it was like real musical event, musical adventure Fish tour. You know, I was like 24 years old. I was moving from California to New York. Did like 22 out of 26 shows, got arrested, found a job, went to rehab after. It was like real deal Fish tour, you know, for like this is awesome, you know. And
big year.
It was the beginning. Toronto was like one of the first. It was like St. Louis, Bonnaroo, Toronto, and then after, and like Bonnaroo just took a lot out of me and my crew that I was with. So like getting there was a lot of work, and it was raining through Nashville to get to the north. And once we got there, it's just like, all right. And like there was a lot of like first songs at that point. I'd only seen like 25, 20, 30 shows. Like, oh shit, dude, this is my first like many different songs. Like, hell yeah, it's like my first yam. I don't really want it. Maybe my first stash. I'm like, why does this suck, dude? I know they don't suck, but like, why is this not hitting right now? You know?
Yeah. That's what it is. Sometimes it just doesn't hit. Like,
it just didn't hit, you know?
Or like you get really excited. Yeah. Like sometimes you'll get like, you know, you've been dying to see some random song. Like you just like, oh man, Seven Below. I cannot wait to see a Seven Below. You get one and you're like,
all right.
This isn't the Seven Below, but it's okay. Yeah. This is a good show. Okay, yeah. Whatever it is.
I mean, I met some good friends that I'm still really close with in Toronto, you know. It's just like I definitely, it might have been not my favorite Fish show that I've ever been at, but it's still like, I'm still really glad I freaking went. There's never been a time where I'm like, I should not be here right now.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's an opportunity for that, for like, oh man, like I don't have the money for this. And like I've definitely gone to my fair share of like broke Fish shows, you know, or I'm like, I can't afford this. But like, I don't know. There's never been like, oh, I shouldn't be here right now, you know. I shouldn't be getting arrested right now, but like stuff like that, you know?
That's real. You're like, this, I didn't have to be here for this. Yeah, I wouldn't be getting arrested if I was here for this. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, dude. Well, it is hard to pick your best show. And you've seen a bunch at this point, all types of shows, even Breaking Benjamin. But do you have like some honorable mentions that you'd be remiss if you didn't bring them up?
For sure. Let me just pause and say, I like your plant setup, dude. I'm like, I'm in a new place and I only have one and it's in my bathroom. And I'm like, still learning how to take care of plants. But like, just quick pause and say, like, I'm right behind you. I got to get the plants, man. But
this is all Jess. This is my girlfriend. She's killing it with the setup.
Yeah, I gotta make this place alive, man. Like sooner or later, you know, it's on the list.
But I put one show poster up. This one. Nice. This is a Goose show that we both went to.
Okay, so cool.
We both went together. It was a beautiful moment. But the rest, everything else that's sick, is all hers. And so.
Right on. Is that frameless or just a white frame that blends in?
White frame.
Oh, nice. I was gonna call out my buddy who had in his RV like this sick freaking Camden 2019 poster just in his RV, just stapled to the wall, you know?
Oh, no.
They're like, yeah, dude. Respect.
People have a meltdown.
Yeah, it's so fun. I'm just like, dude, like, this thick print that I've been looking, like, low-key looking for. But, like, I'm, like, mad at you, but I'm glad I'm mad at you for doing that. It's, like, really funny. Yeah. Like,
a chunk. You
know?
A chunk.
Yeah. I'm glad it's up, you know?
Yeah,
but, yeah, going into shows, honorable mention, I'd say the night one Shoreline, you know? Like, just to get into it, it was, like, I was living in Mexico. And I was living in Mexico before this tour, full plans to go back to Mexico after this. I had this job. I was working at an agency, and like Fish Tour comes back. I'm like immediately messaged like my boss. I'm like, dude, like check this shit out. Cause he was like, he was cool enough, you know? And like, he was a musician too. He knew if he had seen Fish before. I'm like, check this out. And he's like, yeah, man, like you work here. You're not like, we don't have time. It's like startup. He's like, you're not going on vacation. You know, like, it's been 6 months since you worked here. And I'm like, well, I'm going at least some of them, dude. So we agreed basically to go that I would go to AC and Hershey, which was like awesome. I got the Hershey poster right there. And then like 2 days after I got back, I thought I did pretty good, but I was like living in Mexico. I went home. My parents live in Pennsylvania. And I'm like, yeah, it's like hybrid vibe. Like this is all I'm doing. I'm not going to do the West Coast leg. And then he comes back. He's like, dude, you're fired. I'm like, sick, bro. Like, I don't know. I was not expecting it, but I was already not really feeling it there. And like,
yeah,
I was content at this point. Like, I'm not going to the Gorge. I had never been to the Gorge at that point, never been at Shoreline. And, at that point it was Tahoe before he canned me. It was Tahoe. I'd never even been to Tahoe, period, let alone see fish there. And, I wasn't going to go to Dick's. And he canned me. And I'm like, dude, fuck yeah, bro. Like he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, save it, bro. Like, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Like, and I wanted to kind of figure something else out and flew to the Gorge for it and then did Shoreline. So it was a mixture of this, like starting the baklava thing, knowing something new was on the horizon. Maybe it was baklava related. I had like hit up an old person I worked with. And I'm like, hey, I'm kind of a free agent right now. I don't want to come back and work for you, but like, exploring the freelance world of what I really do. And he's like, yeah, I'm interested. I'm like, dude, like the firing is, I think, the best thing that happened, right? Like, this is not a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to, the Gorge was awesome. And then they switched it from Tahoe to Shoreline. And like that night one Shoreline was like the best, you know? Like it was just like the best show ever. And I mean, it wasn't, but like it was, you know? Some stuff I wrote down, like, they did the Axla part two, which I now can't stand. You know, I'm waiting for them to go back to the Axla one. Glide and Forbins was like first Forbins I've ever gotten. I like when they do like songs that I can't, like new songs that I'm not a fan of, and then just like put like the wildest jam on them. Like, I'm like, I guess I like this song now, you know?
You like it.
It was
now.
Just awesome, man. Soul Planet was sick. They did Moonage Daydream. That's like one of my favorite covers. Like whenever they play
love
that.
It.
Sometimes it's better than others, but like, hell yeah, they're closing a set with Moonage Daydream. It's always a treat. So like that show was like pretty pivotal, you know? It's like, I was also like recently, so like it wasn't my first sober show, but what's it called? It was like one of the first few, like Hershey Night One was like my first like show in recovery. I've been sober for like almost, February will be like 3 years. So
congrats, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a good ride. Yeah, it's just like new sobriety, like a lot of new things flowing, and like, am I in the right place? Am I doing this right? And then like Fish, like show up to Fish, take the chance on Fish, and they just can deliver, bro. You know, like it's
yeah,
awesome,
man.
They're just like, all right, like after that night, I have confirmed I am in the right place. I think I'm doing the right stuff. And then like since then, it's like I wouldn't take that back for the world. Like it was the right move.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing like it confirming like 6 months later, a year later, 2 years later, like, all right, it was the right move to like go west after getting fired from your job. And then after that, I'm like, dude, I'm going to stay east. I'm going to move back to the United States. I went back after Dick's, like picked up my dog, flew back. I'm like, all right, mom and dad, I'm back. And like, I'm going to stay for a little bit. I'm going to figure something else out. I'm like, yeah, you're good, you know? And it just kept working, kept working out. There's challenges, but like pivotal time, you know? Moving back from Mexico, getting fired, starting something new.
The easier thing would have been finding some other agency and doing the same thing over and over and over. But long term, that's the harder thing, right? Like,
yeah, exactly, man.
Like, you would have just been spinning your wheels, and now you've like paved this whole new route. And it, yeah, I'm sure it wasn't easy at some points. That's fucking sick, dude. And
no, it's a good ride, man. It's a good show. You know, it's like, yeah, the easier route would have been like not the easier, the less scary. You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, right. I'm not rich now. I definitely wasn't rich back then. And it's like, all right, yeah. And I going back to like explaining the baklava thing to like this kid, I'm just like, or like trying to convince him to sell something. Like, dude, I need to be working right now. Like, why am I giving it to this, like this kid that's like 4 years younger than me? Like, bro, like I need to be working right now. You know,
right.
But yeah, just taking the risk for fish seems to work so far, you know? And I'd recommend it if it makes sense, you know, if it's not a stretch, because there is like the fine line. It's like a stretch or like taking the risk. It's like, all right, you know what's going to happen here. Like, is it FOMO or is it like, because I've pushed it with fish as well, you know, like I did 67 shows in a row and I was like really, really confident and really wanted to hit 100 shows without missing a fish show. And by the time I got to like 55, I'm like, I'm not enjoying this like I used to, you know, like this is right. Not as good as like this is, I'm starting to stretch it. And by the time I was like I think 67 or 68, I'm just like, dude, I like this is not like if I keep doing this, it's not fun anymore. I'm just like, I'm using fish like a drug, like I used to use drugs, you know. Like, yeah. This is at the end, drugs aren't like in the beginning, drugs are fun. And like, if you use them, like use like I did, it's definitely not fun, you know?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And you, it's not about in the shows, seeing the shows is great, but like the sustainability thing is like giving back to it and it gives back to you. Like that's
totally.
I talked to Aaron from No Simple Road, you know, he interviewed him on the last season and we have been talking about like staying in the scene. He's like a deadhead and he's seen scene turnover at every, he's like, you know, if you just keep taking from it, like you're going to run out of joy and you're going to run out of something.
True, man.
Like,
it's true. You're gonna run out of something. I like that.
Yeah.
100%.
And, finding the way to like give back to it. I'm sure that kind of like awaken the experience again for you a little bit, where you look a little more like,
yeah, no, for sure. Like once I kind of realized there, for now, I'm in this really happy medium of like, there's no FOMO, you know, like I could miss a show. Like it went from like, I can't miss anything to like, I can miss fish, you know, like, and it was like a spiritual awakening. I'm like, what are they going to do if I'm not there? And it's like, dude, it's not all about me, you know, what, you know, like the show goes on, man, you know? And I got through that a lot with like traveling. So I'm really into travel. It's been since COVID started, it's kind of come to an end, but since COVID started, I got to like move to Mexico and work. I work from my computer. So it's like, where could I do this from? You know, that's once I realized that was possible, I'm like, where can I really do this from? So I've worked from Mexico, all around Asia, all around Europe, Costa Rica, pretty much like 15 different countries on the long term. Like spent 3 months in Bali total, like six, I was just in Japan twice for a total, like, I believe it was like 7 weeks. I've been to Thailand like 3 times. I spent over a year in Mexico and it's been like sick. And like, that's really helped soften the blow of like, not like, all right, the FOMO from fish is gone when I'm like eating like authentic sushi in Japan or something. But like,
yeah,
dude. I don't know. People are like, yeah, you live on vacation. I'm like, nah, dude, like I don't, or like, do you travel for work? I'm like, no, I work to travel, you know? And it's kind of the two biggest things I've ever had is travel, and the two biggest hobbies that were probably the most costly hobbies are like travel and fish. And then they tie together. Like you travel, do you see fish? And it's like, damn, dude. And they're like, hey, we haven't mentioned this. What about the festival, man?
Oh man, just announced in between. I like recorded with Sarah earlier and we didn't know what was going on. And then like now get off, look at our phones. It's like, oh shit.
I'm like, what the heck, man? I'll go to that for sure. I would have FOMO of missing a festival. I've never been to a festival before. There's certain things also like you got to cross off your fish resume and like your achievements and your merits and your badges. Never gotten a festival, got Game Henge and MSG. Oh, are you not? You, I saw your video, but I don't know if that was like, it seemed pretty real.
Oh, that was based in truth, my friend.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm out here in LA, so.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, pour a little out for me. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it's.
It wasn't that good, dude. I'm just kidding.
Right, yeah, dude. Sarah was just doing the same thing. She's like, it wasn't, you know, the best night of all time ever.
Didn't miss any. No, but luckily, something cool. It's cool to see it all together. People on the internet are nuts. It's like out of order, no narration. I don't know. Like, right. I left more confused about what Game Henge was than when it started, you know? But what's it called? I had seen all those songs before, which I was super stoked on, you know? Like, none of these songs are new, man. You know, like that I was pretty proud of. And then, like, I don't know, I want to see the festival. The Four Corners thing sounds pretty cool. Like, I would like to see Fish in Florida. Like, what's it called? So, I've seen them in Maine and in Washington, San Diego. And then if we go to Florida, that's like Four Corners. What else, man? Like, I don't know. You name it, you know? I haven't done it yet.
You gotta do MSG. I have not done MSG still. At this point.
Oh, dude, MSG is the best. I was just with Sarah at Tool. At MSG. That's also an experience. I go to MSG for a non-fish show, you know. And it's like, dang, you guys are always here, you know. Like we see you guys like four times, like the staff and such, same people.
Oh yeah, everybody in the house. Yeah. You're like, what do you like better, Tool or Fish?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that leads us to, I mean, what is the
probably
best
Alpine,
show?
Man. Alpine 2019. Were you there?
I was at that one. I was still living in the Midwest. Man. So.
That dude. Closed it all out. You know, that leg of the tour. I definitely went into some detail on why Summer Tour 2019 was my, like, how it all started. I got arrested. I won't go into the arrest story, but it's pretty nutty, pretty stupid. But like, got arrested at Mohegan Sun, so missed those two shows. I was there, but like, didn't get in. And then my buddy spotted me for a lawyer, and I've since paid him back a couple years ago, and he got me into Alpine. Like, it wouldn't have happened without him. So shout out to Billy for that. And it was just like. The first two shows, I barely remember. I wasn't sober for any of it. But the night three, dude, like, I remember we met these people in this hotel they were staying at. And they play this like bingo something weird game where you write down a set list, like a dream, like what you think they're going to play. I'm like, all right, I'll just write down my dream set list. And like, I think I called like 11 songs that night. I'm like, dude, I just want to hear what I want to hear, you know, like, this is what I'm chasing. And they just played all, like, how'd you do that? I'm like, it wasn't me, it was them, you know. But six shows, the best, dude. You know, like, I used to, like, when I'm feeling like having a down day, I'll just like look at fish.net reviews of like Alpine night three, and like, all right, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly that, dude. Yeah. Every once in a while you gotta check on it like it's your pinball score. You're like, I'm still
exactly.
up there.
Yeah,
I got it. We're still doing good.
What's it called? But yeah, everything that came with it, no complaints that entire show. Like, I would never expect Ruby Waves to be the jam of the of the night or the tour or like that year. But like, I don't know, at the end I'm like, I remember they went into Ruby Waves and like key now, like run and like come back. And like,
whole,
like they switch it, you know, like this is another song, and like 40 minutes later, 35 minutes later. Dude, what the heck, man?
It felt like the whole lawn left. I remember being on the lawn and just felt like everybody on the lawn left.
I beat them. There was no line. I like physically hauled ass to the bathroom because like it was like now or never, you know. Like I like if they just kept like the 1.0 songs, I probably would have peed my pants and I've been like fine with it. Like, I'm not leaving.
Oh yeah.
Now I wouldn't do that. Now I'm like, I'm on the journey of like no more FOMO. Like, I'm not going to pee my, I wouldn't consider peeing my pants at a fish show. But like, then I'm like, bro, Ruby Waves, like, thank you, Trey. And then like, by the time I got back, I feel like it was fast. I was like in and out and I'm like, this is awesome, man.
That was like, I had seen Fish a bunch at that point, but it felt like that was like, oh man, especially after that jam. And we had already gotten like a really cool first set with Meat Stick and like,
that was awesome. The Vina Volcano, man. First the Vina Volcano.
Vina Volcano. Yeah.
Summer, you know?
the Olivia's Pool to start the show that like no one, everyone was just standing there like, what are we hearing?
I had no idea what that was, dude. Like, I don't even know what I'm getting right now. I was a bit new. I mean, by the end of this tour, it was like, I had done Dicks, but like, I was like, I started at that tour with like 25 shows, finished with like 50, you know, but there's still nice. like, I don't know what to say. There's still, I mean, there's still stuff. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, you know?
That moment was like my proudest moment of a guy who calls stuff. Cause I'm a guy, I'll come in too early on, you know, if it's, they're playing the curtain with, like I'll cheer too early for the with, yeah, and people are like, oh, this is not the with yet. Or like, I'll miss a woo, all that shit, you know, I'll woo too much. Like, but I, you know, they started Olivia's Pool class, and I'm just like, I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, and a bunch of people that were around us, like old dudes are like looking at our young group of guys, like, what do you fucking know about this song? What is this?
Yeah. What do you know about this? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny. You're from Wisconsin too, you said?
Yeah, man.
Oh, dude. How far away from there are you from?
40 minutes. So
dude,
it's like,
that's awesome, man. Everything's 40 minutes away out there also.
I know. It's like this little, you know, the end of the night drive home is just like a whole experience in itself. Like just getting through those little back roads and, you know, you're still doing whatever you have done.
I took like an hour Uber. That was probably one of the more expensive Ubers of like my life at that time. After one of those shows, it's like, dude, yeah, I guess I'll come. It's going to cost $100. Like, that's the move, you know? It's far. It's spread out there. It's dude, cool, man. I never made it back.
It's the best and the worst. It's I love it. It's really one of my favorite venues. People are like, it's so steep. They've never renovated it. You get arrested because the cops are the worst there.
Yeah,
like,
arrested, yeah.
They're so
Peter
bad.
Ray Vaughan
yeah.
died and shit. I mean, I have no problems with it. People are like, I remember like everyone's like, it's steep. I'm like, I don't even remember that. Like, I was on the lawn pretty much two out of the three nights. Like, I don't know. I just don't even remember it. Maybe I remember it was pretty lumpy, you know? Maybe in certain areas are just like some weird oddball venue, you know? It's far away from everything. They could just go like get nutty out there, you know? The cops thing is wild.
Dude, you can't even have anything out. Like, you got to have everything put away. Like,
oh, man.
I'm watching guys our dad's age get, like, taken away in handcuffs for smoking a bowl. No, for smoking
undercover.
A bowl, like.
And undercover, man. He like, comes out. He's wearing the cargo shorts and the New Balances and, like, a yellow shirt. Yep. He's got a weird beard. Like, it's like I don't know. Have you seen Breaking Bad? It looks like a supporting actor in the DEA who just has his, like, crazy mustache and beard. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I see it. And he comes out. He's like, yo, man, like, you got anything? I'm like, get away from me. Yeah, like, straight up entrapment, if you ask me, like, yo, you got anything? Like, bro, like, you know, probably like he probably wouldn't have gone down for that, but like if I did, I probably would have been the one to go down. I just like get a stranger danger. I just like stranger danger, you know, like get away from me, dude.
I have interacted with undercover cops more often than I haven't at Alpine. Like, you get out of your car, like you pop your trunk and you start going through your backpack and someone walks up, they're like, hey friends, we're rolling a fatty. If anyone has any papers, it's like, get the fuck out
of
here.
Get away from me, sir.
We're
rolling
was that
your
fatty.
First show if you're from there?
No, that my first show was 2018, Allstate, and I in Chicago.
Yeah. I haven't seen Fish in Chicago yet. I missed the last one at the United Center.
I was doing improv with a buddy who had been, you know, a guy who saw them through the 90s. And, you know, we talked Fish all the time. And I had to, like, kind of, like, come out to him. I had to be like, you know, I haven't really seen a show. And he's like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean,
like,
you
know? We talk about Fish all the time. Why do you know any of this stuff if you haven't fucking seen them?
So you're one of the ones that knew Fish before seeing, like, you didn't just get, like, your mind, like, someone didn't just bring you and then, like, ruin or make your life for the better?
It made my life for the better. And it did, like, it was like, I knew if Fish was a glow stick, you know, I was like, oh, I know that this glow stick exists. But then, like, going to the shows, like, it cracked open and then, like, was waved around lit up. And, you know, I was like, oh shit, dude. Like, and then
we had a second to comprehend how great that reference, that metaphor is.
Yeah. And we had to leave the show early because I had a midnight show. I was hosting a midnight show at the time. And, you know, I was like profusely apologetic. I was like, I am so sorry that we have to leave right now. Like, this is, in my mind at the time, the best show I've ever seen in my life. And they were like, sick. Going tomorrow, going Sunday, like seen 300 of them. You're good, buddy. Nice. Like, you know.
Did you go the next days?
I didn't go the next days. I had like, Dude, that's when I was deep in it with the comedy stuff. I was like teaching. I was like rehearsing all the time.
You got this, man. I'm a huge fan of your career, man. You're on the road, man.
Thanks, dude. It's been, like you said, like the whole like giving to and giving or taking and giving back to the thing. Like, it's been so sick to watch people have fun with the stuff. Like,
yeah, totally.
You know, to have fun with the videos and like, I'm, you know, I don't know. It's cool. Like,
taking on, I'm proud of you. You know?
Our scene gets so stoked for stuff and they just support just like dope. Like, yeah.
Down for the ride. You know, I want to be a part of something, you know, it's pretty cool. And like, I don't know, Fish people have a pretty, like, generally have a pretty good sense of humor. Like, I remember I went to Dick's in 17 and it was really, really new. And like, I went camping and like, just, and we had no tickets and it was really hard that year. And, we spent half the weekend online for re-rees and just like interact. I was still so new. I'm just like, why is everyone so freaking hilarious? Like, my jokes are landing, their jokes are landing, like weird shit just happening all around. Like, this is a freaking, I already knew it was like, all right, Fish is awesome. I like seeing Fish. I love the music. Like, I love going to the shows, but it's still really new, like understanding the bigger picture. And like, it's just funny, you know?
Dude, think about it. It's funny,
you know?
You've met, like, I've met so many funny people who I don't know who they are. We didn't exchange shit, like, but just like laughed my ass off with people all night. And so, yeah, like, that people are down to goof. People are down to do bits.
People are down to goof. That's the best way to put it.
That's the best way to put it. And you think, I don't know, that you see sometimes like negativity online and you think that that's what it's going to like be like at the show. Never. It's never once. Like, there's never like dudes like pissed off and like, no, maybe someone doesn't want to get more. Weirdos,
but that's fine, you know. It's like,
I mean, like, I remember
one of my friends like has meltdowns and shit. It's like, dude, what are you doing? And like, we're in Pittsburgh in 2019, the fall tour, and he's just having like a meltdown after the show about like, you were, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know what it's about, and then he's just like freaking out on us, and we're just like, why are you so mad at us? That was such a sick show. And then he just storms off. The people next to us are just like post Fish glow. Just like, they're like doing balloon. Just like, dude, why is he so fucking mad? You know, like, and like someone said something like that, did like an impression of him. And then like his whole crew are just, like, you know, I don't know. It was pretty classic, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's not all positivity. It's like, but it is all humor, man. You know, Fish is funny.
It's so funny.
The people are funny, you know. The whole situation is pretty funny, you know?
Even just, like, thinking about seeing Fish is such a funny band, like, on the grandest scale in Madison Square Garden on New Year's. Like,
And then it's four nights, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you tell, like, civilians, I call them civilians, like, yeah, they play, like, New Year's, Madison Square. Like, oh, they must be pretty big. I'm like, yeah, they also play four nights at New Year's, you know? It's not only one, you know?
Yeah, not easy to get tickets. Yeah, they sell it out. They do a pretty good job.
For sure. When I was with Sarah, we were like looking at Tool's Instagram. Like, yeah, they have like 4.5 million followers, but like they can't sell out Madison Square Garden like Fish.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. Dude, this has been a blast. Thanks so much for coming on this show, dude.
Big fan of the show, big fan of you. So it's an honor to be on here.
I'm a fan of the treats. I'm a fan of the baklava, dude.
I think it should show up. I'll have to check tracking, but definitely enjoy that. If not, if it's lost in the mail, we'll get you some on tour. I'll be tracking that.
I'll be scarfing it down very soon. Do you have any shows that you're looking forward to coming up? Or
Next week, around the corner. I live in Bushwick now, so I got this place. I'm freaking stoked to have a home because I've been like couch surfing and traveling for the past like since COVID. And Mike Gordon and Joe Russo and a couple, I forget who the other dude, I think there's like, guitars. That's like two blocks over. And like, I don't know, I got tickets and shit. It's on a random Tuesday, but like, hopefully have a few people over. I know here in Brooklyn, kind of break in the place a little bit, cook some food with Lonnie and go see this show. So that's probably the one I'm most stoked for now. But I'd say, I don't know if I'm going to do the Sphere that's kind of 50-50. I'm going to pass on Mexico this year. And then definitely the festival. I'm starting to see the rumors pour in. It looks like there's some Cali shows, maybe some Gorge again. I saw some shit about Austin. Who knows? I'm just waiting for summer tour to get announced. And I could kind of like, I won't be doing all of it, but I'm going to pick some three-night runs. There might be some, like, New Orleans or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, dude.
But definitely festival. Definitely Mike Gordon next week. That gives me enough to look forward to.
Well, when they play on the West Coast, which I'm praying that they will, I'm just saying that's going to happen. You got a spot, dude. You always got a spot.
Rock and roll.
At my place,
what
dude.
Are you again?
Right. And that was an awesome conversation that I got to have with Roy Donk, the king of the baklava. Man, seeing that many fish shows in a row, not missing a show in like almost 70 shows is just, I'm sure for like I said on the other episode, for some of you, I'm sure that is just like, of course. For me, that is a dream. That's what happens when I go to sleep at night is seeing that kind of volume of fish shows. But Roy got himself around selling stuff, making stuff cool, being a positive influence on the scene. And man, I just feel like he is a guy that you can learn from if you're trying to get into seeing jam bands, or if you're trying to get yourself around all the shows and you don't have all the money in the world. That's shouldn't stop you. It's stopped me in the past. And after talking with Roy, now I'm like, man, I did it wrong. Should have done it like Roy. But yeah, great conversation with him. I also have an awesome conversation with his buddy, Sarah Elaz, on the other episode that is out this week right now. Sarah is an incredible bassist, an incredible New Yorker. She talks about seeing shows at MSG, seeing a bunch of fish shows while injured, you know, just making sure that she gets to those shows. These are two major fish fans. I would love to hear anyone check these guys on their fish fandom. That would be hilarious to me. Check out that episode. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you're so inclined and you want more, we have got bonus episodes out right now on the Patreon. Just a little extra clips. If you pay $4 a month, you get early access to these episodes on Mondays instead of Tuesdays. You get bonus clips from the episodes. I might be rolling out some merch here pretty soon. That's the big rumor. Yeah, check out the Patreon. Follow Osiris Media. Follow The Best Show Ever on Instagram and on Twitter to get all the updates, all the little clips that I'm pumping out all the time. But until next time, guys, have a great show.
Bowie, Dylan, Marley. You've heard the names and maybe you've heard their songs, but what about the stories behind the records that made titans of music like these so universally loved and important? Join me, Josh Adam Myers, host of The 500, as each week I go through a different album from Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list from 2012 with an incredible lineup of comedians, actors, and musicians talking about how the music has impacted their lives. New episodes of The 500 come out every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.